This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Boy, did they need that. Whew. Exhale. That got the heart rate racing last night. Pistons.
Yes, it did.
Similar spot, up 8 going to the fourth quarter. This time, John, they won. Watershed moment, I think, was your word.
Yes. We look back in a week's time, although this is, if it goes 7 games, it's going to take another, week and a half.
Yeah, series.
But I think if we look back in another year or two, look back on last night's game at Madison Square Garden, I think we're going to look at this as a watershed moment where we saw what happened on Saturday. We saw what happened in the fourth quarter. We talked about it yesterday. You had to grow up. You had to learn from that experience. They clearly did. They improved. They found a way, even though they had a 12-point lead. I think it was as high as 13 at one point. It withered away in the fourth quarter. They could have withered away. They said, not so fast.
And we'd be bitching more than we already are about Jalen Brunson if they lost the game. But instead, the beauty of it is you find a way to win through all the muck of it all. Him jumping in and flopping and diving. The Pistons found a way to win anyway. On a night where they didn't shoot well, 6 of 27 from 3. To win in today's NBA, shooting 6 of 27, it's noteworthy. They had to lock in and play their tails off on defense. Without Isaiah Stewart, who didn't play. Without Asar Thompson for stretches because he was in foul trouble because you can't breathe in the general vicinity of Jalen Brunson. Through all that adversity, Cade set the tone early. He finished with 33 points, 12 assists. He went to the rim in the fourth quarter in the final 5 minutes. And they just needed someone to knock down a three. And now the exhale, because you put this streak behind you. 15 straight playoff games that they had lost. You put it behind you. The first time since 2008 the Pistons have won a playoff game. And we were talking about it pre-show. Luke Sloan, who's doing updates, was 7 years old the last time the Pistons won a playoff game. I did not have my driver's license. I was 15. I have a mortgage now. John, you were still playing with the Washington Redskins at the time.
I was entering my last season with the Washington Redskins. I was still could call myself a professional athlete. I only had 2 kids at the time.
You only had 2.
Uh-huh.
Now you got, 72?
Not quite. But just shy.
But clearly, call in and talk basketball with us. Did they win you over? They won the game. We feel like they're winning the series. Are you with us? But what were you doing in 2008, the last time the Pistons won a playoff game? Heather?
I had just finished student teaching the year before. So I was teaching. I got 2 cats. Yes.
In 2008?
You know what I just did? Is that I looked on my Facebook and I went through my old photo albums and that's what I was doing. Yeah, because I was like, what was I doing in 2008? I know I was teaching. I was dating someone different.
Not Colin.
No. I went to adopt a cat and ended up with 2 of them. I was teaching. That's what I was doing.
I was still living in Petoskey. I hadn't even moved back down here. In fact, I was still... I was in the offseason. I was in Petoskey. I was in Washington during the regular season. And I can't even remember what our record was that year. for the Redskins, formerly known as the Redskins.
It was your last year there. It was the year the Lions went 0-16.
Yeah.
Because then you joined
the
following
year. We were better
than that. Yeah. You won a game.
Yes, we won a game.
248-539-9797. It's just crazy to think about, like, how long it's been for this organization. And if you're a real diehard Pistons fan, you have suffered through a lot of losing in between.
It was a lot of living in 17 years. A lot of living.
Yeah.
Were you married yet?
Oh, no. I
she
just
said
got
she a, wasn't with
I just
college.
Finished student teaching. I was probably, what, 23? Yeah. No, I was... No, I wasn't even dating Colin. That was during our like a couple years
break.
Of break. Yeah,
we were on a break.
We both agree on that. We were both on a break.
Greg, what were you doing in 08?
I was working a different work life. So I was working at a automotive supplier company in 2008.
Okay. And what was your job title?
I was a scanning technician. I was a white light scanning technician.
Oh, okay.
So I'd like scan like car parts, car the dyes.
Yeah.
The stamping dyes that make the car parts, and so mm-hmm. that was my primary job at Superior Cam, 13 Mile in Stevenson Highway.
Oh, okay. All right. Gov disappeared.
He was at a different radio station at the time. Yeah. If I mm-hmm. understand correctly. But there's a lot of response coming
in.
A long
time ago.
And that's what he's doing. He's bringing in these responses. Texter says it succinctly. Bleep the New York Knicks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think we're all feeling that. Ticket Texter says, Dwayne in Pontiac, 2008, my twin sons were 1 year old. They're graduating in a month. Mm-hmm. Detroit basketball. Yeah. In 2008, my wife was pregnant with triplets. Now they're driving, Scott, in Commerce Township. Life has happened.
Yes.
Entire generations have happened.
Yeah, I think I heard Carson Anderson yesterday talking about there are individuals right now that are probably 23, 24 years old that have absolutely no idea what Thursday night's going to be like at the LCA.
Well,
I mean, nobody really knows what Thursday night could be in the LCA if they win. Because it hasn't happened at the LCA.
LCA has not seen a playoff win, basketball or hockey.
Right. In its lifetime.
Yeah. Texter says, 08, I was watching the Red Wings, Tony and Monroe, on their way to a Stanley Cup. Says, I've never in my life seen a professional athlete look more like a dripping, wet, you know what, than Jalen Brunson did flopping around and sticking around.
Wow, that's very descriptive.
Okay.
Interesting. He looked like a fish flopping around is what I would say.
Okay.
I think most people would say that if you're going to describe something flopping around, but I guess
I don't know what he's getting at. Anyway. Yeah. What else we got? 2008 was a bad year.
Stay away.
Stay away. Lost my job 20 years ago with GM. Says, don't let anything get you down. Love this Pistons team. They will be in the next round.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us believe that they will be. And I'm wondering if you weren't a believer going into last night's game, did last night's game change your opinion? It's okay to change your opinion. You don't have to be reactionary. You can look at that game for what it is and the way that they played, winning on the road, in the playoffs, at Madison Square Garden, and handling all of the dramatics of Jalen Brunson, still coming away with a win. Did it change your thoughts on this series?
Yeah, because yesterday we talked about Saturday. And did that shake your confidence if you thought they could win the series? Clearly, if you picked against them, Saturday was confirmation. If you picked them, last night was confirmation.
Yeah.
If you were a doubter, like what Stoney had Knicks in five. I know Rico picked the Knicks.
Yeah, what Stoney tweet last night? That was a surprise.
Yeah, didn't,
or
see,
didn't
that
see that coming.
Yeah. Mr. Restore the Floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's when you Does watch.
It, do you think it flips the entire series? Because it should. When you steal one of the first two games on the road, when, call it what it is. They've been the better team 7 of the 8 quarters in the series, and now it comes back to Detroit. Isaiah Stewart has not been ruled out for the series. You'll get him, I would imagine, in game 3 with a few days off.
Well, and that's why I thought last night was a must win. You're going to have to win one at Madison Square Garden at some point. And for me, picking them in 6, did I think that they were going to go down 0-2 and then run the table with 4 wins? No.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And I think that there's a chance. I mean, they could lose one at home because I still think that they win this in six. But to be able to come back home, tying the series at one apiece, playing the way that they did, controlling that game in large part for most of the game until the very end, but then not crumbling under pressure, not wilting when you had to have something. And I know there's a lot of people that said, well, that should have been Cade Cunningham. I don't care where it came from. Dennis Schroeder has been a great pickup at the trade deadline. He provided 20 points last night. He was the only one that could hit threes when they needed something to be done. And he was mauled by Jalen Brunson and not getting called. He never backed down once.
It's a great point. To put this in perspective, Cade was like 5 years old at the time when the Pistons won their last playoff game.
It's crazy. That's crazy.
Do you know who the leading scorer was in the last Piston playoff game?
I know you told me, but I already forgot.
Okay. So 08, most people will go, well, Chauncey, right? No. Well, Rip, right? No. Their last playoff win, their leading scorer was Antonio McDice. Guys, it's been a minute. Think about all that's happened. We've clearly reflecting on our lives and all that's happened. As a Pistons fan, the different iterations, we had not yet suffered through Charlie Villanueva and Ben Gordon. Ugh. We did not suffer through the experiment that was Josh Smith, Greg Monroe, and Andre Drummond on the floor at the same time in the three-point era. We had not suffered through Reggie Jackson as part of a core. We had not suffered all. Sekou Doumbouya is this next great wing in the NBA. Pistons fans have suffered a lot. And for last night, they finally saw the light at the end of the tunnel. And it does feel like you get this off your back now. This isn't a team that, well, can they win in the playoffs? They just did. This is a team that believes they can beat the Knicks. And I saw a great point last night. They did not overly celebrate that win. That was, we expect to win these games. JB called it a business trip or something to that effect. This team is business. This isn't like, yay, we won. Now we can let our hair down and we did it. No, they know they have to go put in more work at home and they're positioned to do it. And we expect them to do it, which is a huge shift from this fan base to expect the Pistons to win playoff games.
There had that Joe Dumars was in charge back in 08. And we've had Stan Van Gundy, Jeff Bauer, Ed Stefanski, Troy Weaver, and now in year one of Trajan Langdon.
The number of coaches they've had in that time, too, it's wild. So Flip Saunders was the coach, right? Since then, Michael Curry, John Kuster, Lawrence Frank, Mo Cheeks, John Lawyer, SVG, Dwayne Casey, Monty Williams.
Wow.
We'll get some of your thoughts. 248-539-9797.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space, Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.